You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. An enterprising couple has turned a favorite Northern Michigan destination into a board game. Reporter Tom Carr stood by as a group of elementary and middle school students gave it a test run.
Getting around Northern Michigan's hottest tourist destination has become a strategy for board game enthusiasts. Mackinac Island Treasure Hunt is not in stores yet, but students at the Greenspire School had a chance to play it. Nick Ruckert ponders his next move.
Where can I go?
The students move their pieces around the island and land on places a lot of them have visited with their families.
I can recognize a few landmarks, like the lookout.
Downtown area. And I know we did go to the Soldiers' Garden and the battlefield.
I stopped, but I have traveled here, 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 and then.
In the game, players collect photo cards about sites like Fort Mackinac or the island's native plant life, things like lady's slipper, and local animals like the red fox.
I'm going to go down here, and that means I can play all four of them.
One of the game's selling points is its detailed illustrations. The island is brought to life with the artwork of Glenn Wolfe. The Traverse City artist has illustrated several New York Times articles and painted murals that hang at the State Theater. He's known for his layered and moody work.
When I'm working in pen and ink as an illustrator, I do that same thing, only I'm always thinking about how it's going to reproduce, and so I'm trying to be clean as possible and get a lot of information in those layers.
But doing a game board was something new to Wolfe.
It seemed great to me because I started thinking about those, you know, Christmas mornings when I'd open a package and there'd be a board game like Monopoly or Operation or Sorry or something, and how much fun that was.
The game's creators have similar fond memories, and Barbara Overdeer says she and her husband Jim Moratsky figured the island was a natural fit for a game board.
We go out to the island every spring. Just thought maybe it would be fun for people, educational, fun for even people who can't get to the island.
The couple is currently conducting an online crowdfunding campaign to manufacture the game in Battle Creek. They hope to have the game on store shelves by later this year. This is Tom Carr in Traverse City for IPR News Radio.